Welcome, everybody. I am Coach Lisa here with you tonight. I don't know why my glasses are glaring, have such a glare, but hopefully you can see me okay. And come on in, say hello. Let's see how everybody is doing tonight. This is your monthly body image, and I'm going to say intimacy call. I'm here to talk about anything you want to talk about. I want you to raise your hands. Be super brave. Raise your hands for anybody who wants coaching. That is what we're here for. If you have questions, let me see the chat. Oh, good evening. Phone number, a phone number. But yeah, let me know. Say hello. Maybe even post in the Q&A or in the chat. What brought you to tonight's call? What are you hoping that we're going to talk about? And like I say, hello, Nancy from Montana. We are here to do coaching. So I need some hands raised for some people to do some coaching. Of course, I always kind of think of something and think, what do we want to talk about? I've seen questions being asked in Ask Coaches and things like that. So body image. I was going to talk a little bit about body image tonight. So we'll pull up those notes. We do have somebody with their hand raised. So, hello, Sue from Omaha. Let's see if Ruth means to have her hand raised. Hi, Christy. So nice to see everybody tonight. All right. So, Ruth, there you go. Can you turn your sound on? We can't hear you yet.
Okay.
There we go. Perfect. How are you tonight, Ruth?
I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent. Nice to see you.
Okay. What do I ask a question at this point?
What would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I have struggled with this for a long time. Even
Okay.
when I was at a lesser weight, it's
Yeah.
just I can't stand to see myself in the mirror.
Okay.
And I feel like, and I know that I had experienced it at least two times when I was younger, where, I just felt like somebody said, well, I'm not attracted to you. And it's just, and I really am a very confident businesswoman, but I
Okay.
think when I get down to it and I don't have any clothes on, it's like, wow, it's that body image. And what's
So, what
strange
I
is,
want you to think about is what does it sound like for you? Like, is there one sentence that comes out often?
That I'm not attractive. I'm
Okay,
not
so
desirable.
when you look at yourself in the mirror, your first thought is, I'm not attractive.
Well, when I'm putting my makeup on, I mean, I'm looking at the picture on the screen here and I'm like, oh, good Lord.
I have a feeling that's not, that is, might be your thought.
Yes.
I bet you not a single other person in on this call thought, oh, good God. Did anybody else think, oh, good God? You let us know because I have a feeling that's not what they thought. So these things feel like facts. They feel really true when we say them to ourselves because they're very practiced. See, there's
Yes.
got several comments in the chat saying, no, not at all. Absolutely not. Nobody else thinks that kind of thing about us, but we think it of ourselves. And first, we just want to notice it. What are we thinking about? And we want to kind of call it out and say, okay, this is currently what's going on for me. I might think that, oh, good God, when I look in the mirror. But the only reason, like I say, that it feels so true is because it's just really practiced.
I would agree with that. I mean, I have been thin at different times through my life, but even I was talking to my sister today, it's just been constant. I just it's my thoughts. That's the biggest thing.
Well,
And
let's check. When you were thin, what kind of thoughts did you have about yourself?
well, I think it's because I lost it so quickly. This is what I came up with. Well, then why doesn't anybody want me?
Yeah, I'm
That is
still desirable, right?
yes, I always put it back to like an LJ algebraic equation, an if then. If I'm so attractive, if I'm so desirable, then why don't I have anybody? And then I
had to, plus this weight equals undeniable desirability and everybody should want me.
Right. And and that isn't necessarily true. It's just, but as I've gotten older, you know, I know I recently turned 73 and I'm newly retired. And I thought, well, it's kind of like, well, why bother? I mean, and yet I miss being able to cross my legs. I miss being able to dress a certain way. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you think about losing weight, you think, why bother?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, like you said, you've come up with a couple of very good reasons right there. Is
Thank you, Sue. That's sweet of you. And I do know that I have, and I know that myself. I know I don't look my age. I feel very fortunate about that.
Sue in the chat said, stop it. You can't be in your 70s. That's a little different than, oh, good God.
Well, you know, I always say I love to use the F word, and I have a wicked sense of humor.
Well, but don't hold back here.
No, I mean, I do. It's just who I am.
Yeah.
And but I cannot. It's really bizarre. I cannot let go of BS, no BS,
okay.
Because I feel like this makes sense to me. I don't have a quick fix in me anymore. I know it's about working. I mean.
Okay, so we want to come up with, what are we going to say to the voice in our head when we look in the mirror and we think, oh, good God, I'm not attractive. Because,
well, I'll say, Ruth, that's not true. Like when I'm looking from, you know, the neck up, because I know I'm very attractive. It's like the rest of me, I go.
Well, how about we go fuck off?
Well, I guess.
Seriously. Like, it's just, I mean, imagine if you went around saying things like that to other people. If you
Oh,
came
I
on
would
like,
never, I would do, never do that. I'm really very kind. Actually, I'm very understanding with a lot because I've been on both sides of the equation. You know,
it's interesting though. So if let's be that loving, kind person that we are. And that's probably why saying fuck off doesn't like resonate with you. And that's okay. What I think is that we want to kind of play with our vocabulary. Some days the like F off could be your go-to, and other days it might be, it's okay. I love you. I love you. When you look in the mirror, I love you. And we know that's not true. We know we've just been practicing it over and over.
Yeah, I think for a majority of my life, I've always wanted to be so that somebody would want me and find me desirable. And now it's like, you know what? This is bullshit. I've been taking care of myself. I've made more money than a lot of men. You know, I'm intelligent, all these things. It's just kind of like, oh, wow, you know, this is my time. That's what I'm looking at since I've retired. This is my time. This is all about Ruth. If I have no friends, I really don't give a shit. I'm tired of losing myself, you know.
Yeah. And I'm curious if this thinking up until now that you're not desirable, how are you showing up in the world and to other people if your thought is you're not desirable? Because the woman that's here today doesn't look like she thinks she's not desirable.
Well, I come across as extremely independent, like I don't need anybody, but a lot of that, I have those defense mechanisms, but a lot of it has been because I've been taking care of myself the majority of my life. I mean, yeah. And
you
I just
don't really need anybody for that part.
No, I'm, yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, and what I wonder about is, and I go, I wanted to ask people who I know that are, you know, larger than life like myself. I mean, my God, I just want to say, how do you get naked with somebody? I mean, I have been a very sexual person. And
Yeah.
it's just like, I think it's that vulnerability. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
And that has been.
What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, I think rejection. Yeah.
So at what point do you see the rejection happening? Because you said, how do I get naked with somebody? And I'm picturing a man. Are you looking for a man?
Well, you know what I say now? It's like, look, I don't want to be a nurse and I don't want to be their purse.
Yes.
You know,
Yeah.
But I do know that there is actually another softer side of me that does come out when I have interactions with the opposite sex. But
Yes.
some of the stuff I see, I mean, my sisters are both married and I go, I don't think I could put up with that bullshit. You know, I was married briefly a long time ago and made a bad choice. And I think it's that vulnerability.
So for you, do you need to get married to get naked?
No, no.
Okay.
I've been
Okay. Just so we're clear.
But it's just, yeah, I'm amazed. I cannot believe that I am this size at this time in my life. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I want you to do is I want you to work on practicing some stepping stone thoughts. Okay. So thinking about like the way you talk about yourself now and looking at what is a step ahead. So it can be like that ugh thought, like the ugh, like taking it one step forward. Like, this is your body. This is the body that shows up for me. This is the body that I get to dress up and take out.
Well, this is the body that's been through hell the last 5 years. I mean, I survived sepsis through, it was no fault of my own. I've had two hips replaced as a result of it. And I have a knee, and it's just like, damn, you know, I just am not giving up.
It is a pretty amazing body that's been through all of those things and is still here with you today.
Right.
Holding up.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet I know that when I see, you know, a lot of no BS women, I feel like I'm their biggest cheerleader. I want to honor that because I admire, like, Karen Brent. I just admire her. She just puts it all out there. And I'm like, good Lord. And sometimes I feel like, oh, but, you know, I've done so much therapy. Why do I have to work so much? I want something magical to happen. And
what if you let it be fun?
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Like, what is the work you're telling yourself you have to do?
Oh, I guess it's like the thought work. And you know what? I have a tendency to overthink too much instead of just doing, like, you know, to sit down, make a plan. Is it that difficult? Really, the answer is no. But
yeah.
I can have.
What would it take for you to think about doable hunger the next time you eat? And ask yourself, am I actually hungry?
Well, I had that conversation with my sister today. I think I can be so out of tune with that as to what.
And that takes a little bit of practice, but the only way you'd know you're out of tune with it is if you're trying. If you're not trying, you're not out of tune. You just aren't doing it.
Well, that's true.
So we don't even know that we're out of tune yet. So what if we try to figure out, am I actually out of tune, or am I just eating just because I want to eat and I don't want to question it?
It's kind of like, oh, it's another damn project. I mean, I am ADD, you know, I get
Yes,
that.
me too.
I can be bored. Like, you know, I've been going through my office. I don't need crap from when I did my MBA and all this kind of stuff. Now, once I get in my office and I start going and I start shredding, I'm fine. But I also know that food is also calms me down. And, you know, and I'm sick of it.
So the thing to keep in mind is food is just food. It doesn't calm you down. What happens is when you sit down to eat food, you're allowing yourself to be calm. You're allowing yourself to just focus on one thing, the food in front of you. Whereas if you're in your office, you're probably like, okay, what things can I get rid of? And oh, what about this pile here? If you're anything like me, anyways, what about
Oh,
this pile here? And do I still need this book? Or, and then the email dings and off we go, right?
well, I start shredding. I get a real sense of calmness out of shredding. It's like,
There
oh,
you go.
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Keep
Yes.
telling myself, no, you have to stay focused on this, getting this office because I am single. I think about, well, if something happens to me, I don't want to leave a nightmare for my family, which is like crazy. It's like, God, Ruth, they'll have to figure it out, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, you could trust them that they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Likely, or I don't know, there'll be some house somewhere with a whole bunch of papers still sitting there.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. And you know, well, I think it's interesting that I just came across Corinne's message about this because I don't think I've ever been on a call. So
Okay.
I think I needed this. I
I'm
do.
so glad.
Thank everybody for the lovely compliments. I do appreciate that.
Okay, so what are you going to work on now? Where do you want to start?
I think the kindness with myself to start watching my language
Okay.
and what jumped out at me was to like talk to myself like I'm somebody else. How would I be talking to them? And
Yes.
also being kind about this food. You know, it's just like
Yeah.
sometimes I think I hate eating. Is does that sounds like an oxymoron type of thing to say, but
Yeah, get it.
yeah.
Okay. So have you ever tried a discovery worksheet?
You know what? I may have done that one time some time ago.
Okay. You can find it under, I think it's under resources and under
Okay.
helpful worksheets. The discovery, that's literally one of the questions on the discovery worksheet is like, what would I say to someone else if
Okay.
this were to happen? And what I encourage you to do is try to have fun with it and just try to experiment, be willing to get doable hunger wrong sometimes and just be willing to try things. Right. And then practice that talk to yourself about how to be kind, how to be nice to yourself. And if you need to work on stepping stone thoughts with some of it, if some of it feels like that just is way too unbelievable, and you'll know because your body will kind of react, right? If you tried to say, oh, I'm a beautiful princess or whatever, and that's not, it may not land. But then you can work on a stepping stone, like we talked about how your body has done so much for you, right? This body that's been through hell for the last 5 years is still standing here with me and supporting me.
Yeah,
So,
I am really amazed because I was using a motorized scooter for quite a while and I can walk without a cane.
that was.
I'm amazed. Yeah, I am amazed. I really am. And very
Sometimes looking for that gratitude. Of like, okay, what am I thankful for about my body can also bring you closer to it. Like, imagine if there was someone you loved in your life, if all you told them and said to them was all the stuff that was terrible, it wouldn't be the greatest relationship. So you
Yeah.
gotta work on that relationship you have with yourself first, and then you'll create more and more willingness to be like, hey, I also maybe I deserve a little more. Maybe I could try this doable hunger thing. Maybe I'll make a plan one day so that I can get to the point where I can cross my legs again and it's comfortable.
Oh, that would be fabulous. I really would.
Yeah, it is possible. So I would love to hear more from you. Like if you want to reach out and ask coaches or if you want to email in. Or maybe I can follow up with you to see, like, how are you doing with this talking nicer to yourself?
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Amazing, Ruth. Thank you for putting up your hand.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Start.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I have Cheryl with her hand raised, and I have a question here in the Q&A I'm going to answer quickly. I've been divorced recently after over 20 years of marriage and dread undressing in front of anyone. My body image is not good at my current weight. Losing weight will be slow and makes me feel unattractive if naked, maybe only with the lights off. So, Anonymous, I'm going to invite Cheryl up while I talk about this. Anonymous, yeah, so right now you're recognizing your thoughts. I would love for you to write them down. What are your thoughts about getting naked? Because my experience has been that if you are with somebody, they're just happy to be naked with you. They're not judging you quite the same way that you're judging yourself. So that would be my first tip, is to really think through that. All right, I'm gonna ask Cheryl to unmute and we'll chat and I'll get back to that one again if we have time. How are you?
Hey, super nervous.
Hi. Okay, well, just take a deep breath and it's really okay. I'm way too far away to bite. We're fine.
I've been in no BS, I guess, for a year and a half now. Haven't lost any weight. Haven't, and but just talking with a friend today, I realized I'm really angry. I'm really angry at myself. I'm
For what?
angry at my body.
Yeah.
I'm really angry that it seems such hard work. And like I was diagnosed with lipidemia, or I live over in Spain, so I'm not quite sure how it's pronounced in English. And so like there I'm just like, well, kind of like with the lead. What's the use? Why it's going to be always flabby, it's always going to be this. I just realized I'm super angry at way my body is and always having to fight and struggle, and like there's no end. There's like no end to it. No matter how hard I try it. And I can do really good, and I'm now going through and listening. I found to pathways and courses and listen to the diet mentality and really trying to work, but sometimes I'm just.
Okay, so first, Cheryl, what do you think about yourself being angry? Is that okay?
Today I was discovering like I have so much love for like I'm alcoholic and I work with a lot of sponsees, recovering I'm in recovering alcoholic, and I have so much love for everybody else. Like I just and today one of my sponsees says, but I don't never see you give that love to yourself. And it's almost like I don't know how. And so like it's
Well, you did say you just recently came over across this idea that you're angry with your body. I think we
I'm
want
super
to talk.
angry. My whole breath
Yeah.
was
Okay. Well,
like,
let's talk that
if
through.
I could just punch it and just
Just,
say, why
yes. So, do you think your body chose this?
No.
Okay.
I was born this way and I'm angry.
Well, then the question is, if your thought is, well, I was born this way, or should we be angry at your parents?
No.
Well,
I know the process. Like I know I was made this way and this is how I'm supposed to be, and I'm kind of getting there. Like, no, I'm not kind of getting there. That's what I tell myself. I tell myself
yeah.
that, okay, you got this, you're gonna do it.
Yeah. What if it's okay to just be angry for a minute, though? And like, that's what I think. I think you're resisting the being angry.
Okay.
What if it's okay that you're angry? Where do you feel the anger? Would you be willing to talk through that? Okay, so where does the anger live inside of you?
It's like a little girl. Like when we used to see those movies where they capture this girl who's lived out in the wild and they try to capture her and she's just scratching at everybody and hitting her head.
That's
That's
what's
what I
happening.
feel like inside.
Okay. So I want you to picture her and I want you to breathe. Where do you feel her inside of your body?
Like in my heart,
Okay. Does it feel like hot or cold or
hot.
hot? Okay. Is it like a solid hot mass or is it like a shape of any kind? It's
It's
like
like a
bubble.
pressure. It's like a pressure. Like my whole thing, my chest is just
Yeah. Okay.
like squeezed together.
Okay. So just I want you to breathe and keep visualizing, and you have to breathe out too. Now I want you to think about this spot. What is it there for? Could we ask the pressure that's in your chest why it's here?
No idea.
Okay.
Except for it just, I've put so much worth on like my body.
Okay.
Like, if I guess it's scared, like that little girl is scared. Like, I almost, I have believed all my life, like, if I wasn't thin, if I wasn't like kind of mentioned in the call before, then I wasn't going to be loved by anybody.
Yeah.
And also that's how I did my worth. I used to say if I was fuckable, I
Yeah.
was okay.
Yeah.
And so when I see my body, I mean, I'm like most, I don't know, like most, but I've been on the diet since 10 years old. And so it's a constant pressure. It's a constant that I wonder if I ever will be relieved and just be okay. And sometimes it's okay. I'm okay at this size. Okay, I'm
Yeah.
okay at this size, but I'm not. And I hate
Well,
the idea that I put my worth on my
the
body.
thing is, Cheryl, is that your size is never going to create your self-worth. I
I
don't
know
know.
it.
To me, the thought that came up when we were asking your that heaviness, why it was there, to me, the thought, and you can tell me if this doesn't resonate at all, was it's there to stand up for you. I don't know why I thought that, but that's just what I thought. So that could be
No,
something,
I
nothing.
mentally, I know my body is there to protect me, and I know this is to protect me from doing, like I was sitting here laying in bed, and thank God, because it's one, I don't know what time it is. It's 12:30 over here in Spain at
Goodness.
midnight, and I'm planning a okay, well, maybe you can do a 3-day fast, and that will just get you off, these absurd things. I said, no, you just need to get on a call,
Yeah.
and talk it out,
Yeah.
and.
And sometimes that's what it takes is just seeing this is the stuff that's going through my mind. And I just wonder if you've given that anger a space. Sometimes that can take time. I've had clients, like private coaching clients that I've worked with on things like that, and it does some takes time, take that repetitive, like going, talking about it, seeing it, hearing what it has to say, and sort of making peace with the fact that sometimes we're going to get angry. And because right now it sounds like there's a bit of judgment that you're getting angry, and it's like, hey, I shouldn't be getting angry.
Because it doesn't help.
Because it seems like it doesn't help, right? That's the thing about it. It seems like it doesn't help, but it is one of the alarm systems in your body that's trying to say, pay attention over here. And it could very well be that love piece that you mentioned as well, that it's saying we need some love.
I don't know how to do that.
I think you do know how to do it because you do it for everybody all the time.
Yeah.
It's maybe a foreign experience to do it for yourself. So, how did you get to the point you're at? You said you're a recovering alcoholic and you're sponsoring these people, and you're obviously a mentor and someone that people look up to.
I just love people. I like loving people for who they are. I guess I give everybody else what I can't give myself. So like but yeah, I crave it so much from other people. And probably also,
You.
well, today was probably the day that it's probably all coming to a head too, because, and I don't know whether I take my anger out or I blame my husband, who we decided after 32 years we're gonna get a divorce.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, like, am I causing it because I demand? I don't know. But I don't know how to love this.
Yeah. So you said to me that I love people for who they are. So who is Cheryl?
I don't know.
Okay. So that's your work, is to look at, of the few things we know about you, we know that you are someone who people look up to. You're someone who other people value your opinion and listen to your advice. You're someone who has the capacity to offer an awful lot of love. I think getting in touch with who you actually are, not who you see yourself as, but who do other people see you as right now, so that you can start practicing loving you for who you are. Because you do it for other people. So we know how to do that part. So I think just connecting who you are to give yourself that place to start. It makes sense when you're going through a big life event, like deciding to get a divorce. Makes sense that you might be feeling on shaky ground and questioning things, right? But that's the stuff you want to look at and decide, am I looking at facts or am I looking at things that I'm thinking here? What's coming up for you?
I think I've put what just when you said that, I've put so much work in to try to save a failing marriage. And therefore, I think not being able to do that, also comes in with, so I try to put my worth on other things. Yeah, so and also my energy goes into trying. I don't have energy left to what I really want to be focused on my eating, to be focused, relaxed.
How
Because I've
much time
been
does that take?
mentally, it's because I get tired. And so then I'm like, fuck it, eat. I was sitting here resisting the urge to go get my ice cream. I came down into the basement so I would not be upstairs. Yeah. Like I have to walk up the stairs to get that ice cream. So I was just like, it's not gonna help you. It's not gonna do it. Just not eat it. It's not gonna help.
So
As
you show
somebody.
up for you. Like that is something that a loving person does for themselves, is they show up for themselves. They decide to go down to the basement to get away from them. They set up some guardrails for themselves. They say, hey, I wonder if I could get on a coaching call, even though it's like midnight for me. Like, right? These are things a person who is taking care of themselves. Yeah.
I have to take care of myself, put my oxygen mask on.
Yes. Yeah. Working
Thank
on
you.
that relationship with you. So, your homework is to start exploring who you think you are. And then finding examples, because I bet you are a lot more than you're giving yourself credit for.
That'll be hard. That's hard homework. I'm a teacher. That's a hard one.
Okay, well, I want you to try, okay?
Yeah, I
Like
will try.
even doing like I talked about with Ruth. Try the stepping stone thoughts. Like you don't have to believe amazing things. I'm asking you to look for facts, Cheryl. I'm asking you to look around and see, well, what have people around me said that I do for them or that I do? If you're a teacher, what do you teach?
English as a second language.
Okay, and do all those people think you're horrible? What? Damn it. So we have more evidence that
They
you're
love
probably a
me.
very, oh, so you're a very loving, like a lovable, patient person, I'll bet. Now it's your turn to start thinking it of yourself. I went through the exact same thing. I did home daycare for 20 years. By the end of the like 20 years, I hated myself. I did. And I was like, how the hell can what these people send their kids to me? And why? And they're all like sending, I kept all the cards about what an amazing patient person I was. Thank God I found, like I literally retired the end of June. I found no BS like a couple months before that. And it turned everything around for me. I probably could have, if I'd found it sooner, I probably would still be doing daycare and I wouldn't be here with you. But like, because I was really great at it, I was great with those kids and I loved it. I just didn't love me. And that's the difference now. So, yeah, it tends to be stuff in your life becomes the enemy when you take yourself on as the enemy.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I so much needed this.
Thank you for raising your hand. I'm so glad. And you take care of yourself, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, nobody else has their hand raised. We probably still have time. Yeah, Christy commented in the chat. I remember when a coach told me to write down what I liked, truly enjoyed. And how upset that she got because she really didn't know what she liked anymore. So she started dating herself and doing things that bring her joy. It was so good to get to know myself again. Absolutely. That is something I highly recommend. Date yourself, figure out what you like, treat yourself like you deserve to be treated. Okay, we have Jen and then Kelly. Hopefully, we will have time and we will we'll grab you too. There we go. Jen, if you could, there we
I
go.
think there we are. There
There we go. We can hear you and
we
see you.
are.
Hello, Jen. How are you?
Good, good. So kind of a little bit of, I guess, the first two callers that I'm kind of going through is I've gone through health problems and
Okay.
not happy with what I'm being told because I've been getting MRIs. So basically my knee's destroyed.
And
Okay.
I know I'm a nurse by trade, so I understand I can have a knee replacement and fix it. But
Okay.
there's a lot of resentment that I now have to go have surgery, even though I know it will solve that stuff, right? But it's, you know,
So
when
be
you
clear with yourself, though, Jen. You don't have to go have surgery.
my knees kind of, if I want to walk, no, it's true. It is a choice.
I get
If
it. So
I
that's a true statement. If I want to walk,
want to.
I can go have surgery. But there's nobody with a gun to your head saying, Jen, you have to go have surgery. They're saying, if you want to walk, you need to go have surgery. But I want you to think about the choice that you have. Does it feel any differently if you think about it that way? If you want to walk, you can go have surgery.
I'm up in Canada, so it's
Oh, am I?
in Ontario, so
Me too.
it is not as quick as it is in the US.
But you know I'm
And
from Canada too, don't you?
yeah, you're I
Yeah.
think south of me, because I'm just
There you go.
south of North Bay.
Yeah.
So no, like I feel like that's what I need to do. I think it's just trying to forgive the body.
So,
Right now.
yeah, have, yeah, we want to take the time to think about the body and feel be grateful for what it can do, but also feel all the range of the emotions that are coming up from you, and then figuring out what where they come from, what they sound like. Which ones do I want to take forward with me, and which ones do I want to allow and let go of? It's okay to be sad and to feel upset about it.
I think it's just overwhelmed because I just keep getting MRIs. And the MRIs keep saying stuff, and I'm just like, I just want a normal life. Like, I'm not asking to be a marathon runner. I just want to walk my dog.
Yeah. Okay.
And
So at this
it's
point,
been a
do you know what the process is at this point for you? Like what the next steps are?
I have to talk to the doctor because I have to. I think the trigger thing is that happened today is because the physiotherapist is like, you can do 10 pounds a week to lose. And I'm like, that is not safe nor sustainable. And I think it just honestly did this diet culture thing that I've been trying to avoid. Not
Okay.
avoid, but I don't want to go back there again. Because that's just being, it's being abusive to my body.
Yeah. And that, I mean, what if you'd said that back? I'm not going to abuse my body that way.
No, I said to her, I said like 1.5 to 2 pounds is a safe amount
Yeah.
per week, right?
Yeah.
And she
What
said,
if
well, I think you have to, you know, put your dial higher. And I'm just like, but then it's pressure,
Well,
right?
it's not just pressure,
For
it's,
me,
you
it is.
know,
It's just
well,
feels disrespectful, honestly.
yeah, that's what I mean. Like it's, but also, I mean, your answer could be that's not just pressure. We're talking like real things that it's not great for a body to be treated that way, to be like, you know, I don't know. I'd be curious what they're, how they're suggesting you do that. Are you supposed to just starve yourself or what? Like,
Well, they're like calorie deficit, and I'm just like, okay. This is
yeah.
not where I want to go. It's not why I'm part of No BS, and I've kept some weight off. I've had a pretty stressful 4.5 years, but I'm just
Okay.
like, I don't want to go that way. Like I told my doctor, I said, okay, fine, we can look at knee replacement or whatever in 18 months. And the magic, like, I don't have anything against if people are taking Ozempic or Mounjaro or Wegovy or whatever. It's just my risk factor. It's not a safe thing for me.
Okay.
That was her first thing. She goes, this is what it's for. And I'm just like, oh my God, like,
Yeah.
So you're getting some opinions.
Yes.
And
I think
I'm.
her intention is not, it's not mean, like they're trying to help you, but it's just all of the, I guess, background of what majority of us, different weights, whatever, that have gone through, especially as women. And then it's like, this is what it's still like, and it's sad.
So, what are you going to do for you about it?
I'm gonna do, like, I have a great accountability partner, and I think just use her. I'm
Okay.
gonna do what I can do, as I can, do it. And you know, my doctor is, she's really great. She's a she.
Yeah.
And you know, I said 18 months, because I'm like, for the weight I need to lose, that is probably a very realistic
Okay.
amount of time. And this person was saying like 1 year. And I'm like, well, no. If it happens in a year, fabulous. If it doesn't, no. But I need to be able to move my body and be strong, because
Yeah.
having surgery, you need to be able to recover. And how I
Right.
am presently is not
Okay.
as strong as I would like.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And so you'd mentioned your physical therapist, the one that said you should be losing what, 10 pounds a month?
No, she said 10 pounds a week. I was like, what are you on? Crack. You have to be on crack when you say that. Maybe she meant a month, right? But
Even,
that's
yeah,
what I heard out of her mouth, and I thought, are you like, really? You
okay.
just, I think she probably meant a month, but she said a week, and I'm like, that's not safe.
Yeah.
Anybody, that's not safe.
I remember years ago, I had gone to a weight loss doctor, and the first thing he said to me was, you know, one of the things you really got to watch is orange juice. There are 5,000 calories in a glass of orange juice. I had
Or
trouble finishing the face.
pharmacist that I use had said, you can't have any fruit. You need to stay away from fruit. You can only have vegetables. And I'm like, oh my God, like, that is the wrong thing to say to people.
Yeah. So you want to be your strongest advocate.
Yeah.
And just remember, you know, they're saying things based on information and based on whatever their most recent training was, and that's okay. You still get to advocate for you. You're right. Doctors and physiotherapists, they only have your best interest at heart, and maybe we misheard that, and it's 10 pounds a month is still pretty aggressive. So
Because I'm not
sounds
in
like
like perimenopause yet, so we still have those lovely, you know, gain times from lady time, right? But I think it's just been a lot to process, because it's black and white, right? Even though from what the MRIs say, and I can read them because of my background, but I'm like, no. Right? Like, that is not, I am not my diagnosis. Because everybody's, not saying weight doesn't affect joints, sure it does, but if you're stronger around your joints, it doesn't matter what size you are. And I think that's where it comes to, is everybody, you know, whatever, goes to weight. And I'm like, would you say it to the same person that
Yeah.
isn't?
No. So your job is to be a filter for yourself. For, like, it's kind of nice that you do have the medical knowledge as well, so that you can look at what are the factual facts here and which parts are opinion or suggestions or anything, like anything else like that, and really get clear on that. And then that can really help you when you're feeling the overwhelm or you're feeling unhappy or upset about what you're being told. Working on not taking it personally. They're saying things because of them, right? That's one of the main no BS's. What other people say and do is about them, and what you say and do is about you.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's just having that courage to follow my intuition, which we all have, right?
and to go, this is what's right for me, because not gonna not eat fruit, especially what's in season. Like, no.
Well, and in Canada, we don't get as many seasonal things as everywhere else. We really got to follow within season.
And I think that's just kind of where I'm at. And I think it's just been a combination about, everybody telling me what I should be doing with my body. And I'm like, no, you have to listen to me because I'm the steer of the ship. And I think it's hard to get people in, and they mean well in the fields, but to actually listen to you and about your body and having, jurisdiction over your body.
Yes, absolutely. Creating that autonomy that is that you are in charge of you. You have every right to that. And yeah, sometimes just getting this stuff out there and saying it out loud can really help us clean up too the, what are the facts versus what is it that I'm thinking and what is my opinion? Because that's the one that means the most.
I think that's all good pointers to journal about and focus on
Yes.
and go into Ask Coaches.
Please do. And let me know how you're doing. I hope that things go well, that you keep taking care of you.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Great to see you, Jen. Bye-bye. Oops. Sorry. Okay. Kelly. Oh, I almost renamed you. There you go. We're bringing you up. Kelly, are you? Where should we go? Oh, I'm going to ask you to unmute and to turn on your video.
There it is.
Here we go.
Dang.
Hi, Kelly.
You would think after COVID I would be well versed at Zoom, but
Wait, are you there? Are you there?
am. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? All right. What brings you to the call tonight, Kelly?
Really, this is my first live to join since
Okay.
starting. Really, I did the fixed last week and then decided to join. It's amazed me that
Welcome.
there's have been on tonight. It's like, we've taken care of people our whole lives, but we haven't taken care of ourselves. So, definitely my own worst critic. Like I had said in the chat, I'm probably one of those that I don't really make eye contact with myself in the mirror naked, if that isn't the stupidest thing. If I have a nightgown on, I'm fine.
So, not only do we not want to look at ourselves in the mirror, we also want to judge ourselves for doing it. Just notice that, Kelly. So sometimes
Definitely.
that's the first thing to start working on is being willing to just hear what's going on in your head because you've just started with no BS. A lot of what we do is we clean that stuff up. We figure out what it's there for, why, where it came from. Do we need it? Do we not need it? And the only way to do that is if you're going to be willing to hear what's going on in your head. So work on catching. We're going to catch that stuff when we go to judge it. Be like, wait, no, I'm not allowed to do that anymore. Right? So you struggle to make eye contact in the mirror. Okay. Why do you think that is?
I think for so long I have not been happy with my appearance. I had lost some doing, I think it was Monjaro, Saxenda, something years ago, and then lost a husband in 2018. Since then, I mean, I've got remarried. I have a husband who loves me for the way I am, totally blessed by, and he does not like to hear me talk bad about myself or the way I look.
Do you
I
understand
think for some,
why?
I don't know that I do. I think I've just totally shut that down for
So
so
you want to know
long.
what my guess is? You're talking shit about someone he loves. He loves you exactly as you are, and you're talking shit about yourself. No wonder that upsets him, right? Okay. So.
So definitely working on the probably my that's gonna has been my biggest thing is just trying to really focus on that internal dialogue
Okay.
is, you know, and working on shutting that down. You know, it's even, you know, being such a people pleaser and almost, you know, an ADHD kind of perfectionist. You know, but you know, I had just I'm the only person I haven't applied that to is what I need to do for myself.
I'm going to post, I just copied it. I'm going to post it in the chat, the steps that I was talking about at the beginning about to create believable thoughts that can help you out is the step one is you want to really notice the exact words you're using with yourself. Like, what exactly are you saying? Write it down. When you look in the mirror, write it down exactly what you're thinking. And then what I want you to practice is noticing. Step two is labeling that this is a thought you're having. It's not a truth you're having. It's not a truth you've uncovered. It's a thought you had when you passed by the mirror. And then practicing one of those stepping stone thoughts. Like, maybe this. This is just my body. And then you start recognizing moments where you are able to take care of yourself. Okay? So, how exactly on a day-to-day basis this week are you going to work on those thoughts?
Well, really, the only time I'm even really look in the mirror, honestly, is in the morning getting ready.
Okay.
So, I mean, definitely just even becoming more comfortable with myself naked in front of the mirror coming out of the shower. And probably just kind of starting with those thoughts, you know, is, you know, why I'm thinking this, you know, why, you know, no one has said this to me but myself.
Well, I would even just
And so
practice
I need
recognizing
to.
it's a thought you're having. It's like a sentence in your head. What if we work on just seeing it and dismissing it a little? Like, no. Maybe we're just gonna, put our foot down and say, I'm not talking to myself that way anymore. It's not helping me. Because you are now a no BS woman. What else are you doing as a no BS woman now?
Definitely watching my hunger cues. I,
Okay.
you know, of course, for years have been one of those, you know, that cleaned my plate, you know, probably plus went back to the kitchen and it's like, I just need a couple more bites of this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you do dishes and you end up cleaning up the majority of it. So, definitely watching those hunger cues and seeing, you know, when I've had enough. So
Okay.
today, I mean, it was just really kind of amazing because I think for so long I haven't paid attention to those because being a nurse, you know, you kind of have to almost schedule those meal times because, you know, regardless if you're hungry or not, because you don't know what that shift is going to bring. And even though I'm not doing a whole lot of bedside anymore, it still is ingrained in my head. Oh, you know, it's noon. It's, you know, regardless if you're hungry. Week. And so that's something that I'm really working on is the hunger cues, just to make sure I
Okay.
am hungry. My water in today. So.
Okay. So when you look in the mirror first thing in the morning, I want you to think about like, what is it that I want to be thinking? Or just notice what you think. What is the first thought that you would think when you look in the mirror?
How did I let myself get this far?
Okay. How did I let myself get this far? So that is a thought that you're having. Do you think that's a unique thought for you? Because I have a feeling a lot of
No.
other people have had this thought of, how did I let myself
No.
get? That's one way we
No.
know it's not just a fact, it's like it's an opinion. Yeah. It's just
Yeah.
your
And I
brain.
know I'm, yeah. I mean, and I know I'm not the only, 54, 55-year-old woman that has, thought
Yeah.
that. Because, I mean, so many times, I mean, come home, like Corinne has said, we come home exhausted. And, smart food choices or not talking bad to yourself is the last thing on the list because your brain has really almost kind of shut down at that point. You have talked and listened so much during the day that by the time you get to the car, even on the way home, you don't even want to listen to the radio because you just need that minute of peace.
Yeah.
And then
But
your
we're
brain
talking the
doesn't give you
first
that
thing in the
peace.
morning, too, right now,
Yeah,
right?
well, yeah.
So first thing in
True.
the morning,
But yeah.
where did, like, well, I guess the first question would be, how long do you think you've been thinking this?
For years. I mean, it's honestly, it's been for years. I can remember even with my first husband, I've dealt with, weight issues my whole life. I can remember being in, junior high, starting high school, and my mom had put us all on what the Mayo Clinic diet. And, so I mean, I have, been through all those roller coasters for so many years. So I don't think I've probably been nice to myself since preteen
And
for the
we've been
majority of the
repeating
time.
these thoughts over and over and over since we were a teenager. So we're talking 40 years now. We've been
Yeah.
repeating these. So no wonder they feel so true and no wonder they're so automatic, right? Like if we practiced anything else for that many years, it would be very true and feel very true and feel very automatic. So I want you to think of something that is, just even like 10% lighter, like one step forward for you of how did I let myself get there? What about something like this is my body? I'm learning to take care of it. How does any of that feel?
Any of that feel? I think that's definitely what I need to be doing is saying that
Okay.
and just noticing and looking instead of looking at through a critical lens, look at it through the small changes that I'm seeing and what I'm doing that are positive.
Okay. That's what I want to see from you then. I want you to be doing that. I call that like anchoring in action. I want you to anchor it to practice treating the body the way you want to think about it, like thinking about what's one thing that your body did for you today. What's one, look at the way my body can move and look at how I'm, going across a room, anything like that. Pay attention to all your body does for you. And then the next morning, when you see yourself in the mirror, try to access those thoughts too. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you
Thank you
so
so much.
much. Yeah,
Thank
thank you
you.
for raising your hand, Kelly. It was great to meet you. And reach out and ask coaches anytime you've got questions, you want next steps, you want to brainstorm something. That's what we're there for, okay? All right.
Thank
It was
you.
great to meet you. Thank you. I am going to. There we go. All right. Everybody, thank you so much. I did see a couple more hands that were trying to raise near the end. Please come to next month's call. I believe it is on September 9th. Come to next month's call and raise your hand, and we can do more coaching on this topic. I do have to acknowledge Sue. I'm just going to tell everybody your last name too. Sue Reinhardt has shared with me that she made her new goal weight and is back into Queen's Club, down 2.6 pounds for August as of today. Sue, we are all so proud of you. I mean, huge round of applause for that. So proud of you. And thank you all for being here tonight. I wish you all the best success, and I will see you next month. Don't forget to, I've made a couple of posts lately because this isn't the only thing that I coach on. I definitely do love coaching people on body image, intimacy, sex, any of that. It's not the only thing that we do in private coaching, though. So if anybody's ever interested in private coaching, what I also heard today was that people don't seem to know that there is a payment plan for private coaching. So if that's something you didn't know, please go check it out. There is a payment plan that you can get for private coaching, and we can work on all of these things and more, right? So don't let anything hold you back. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.